Hey, experience P4 with me, Dr. Letitia Webb, as I share key strategies of praying, pursuing God's word, and processing information from self-development resources. And why do we do that? So that we can move from pain to experiencing peace, enjoying life's pleasures, and producing the positive results that we desire. Hey, hey, to download your free copy of the P4 Journal, From Pain to Experiencing Peace and Enjoying Life's Pleasures, head over to our website at www.drleticiaweb.com. Yes, go get your free copy today. It is all about His leading. It is all about receiving His richest blessings, which is like intangible. What God wants to give you and to show you has nothing to do with what you think. It is so supernatural, hearing His voice, experiencing His peace, Him being the lover of your soul and touching your heart, your soul, your mind, all of those things. I mean, if you want to be led by anyone or anything, be willing to follow God wherever He leads, because when you follow Him wholeheartedly, my God, He will show you things, and you will see things, and you will hear things, and you will experience things that is so beyond what you can even ask or think. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, we worship you, and we honor you. Father God, we need you. We love you. We invite you in. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So we just pray. We are going to process information from our self-development resource, Jesus Calling, and then we're going to pursue God's word. And why do we do this? So that we can move from pain to experiencing peace and enjoying life's pleasures, but we want to do it God's way. Amen. So let's go ahead and process from our self-development resource, Jesus Calling, on today, September 6th. And it reads, be willing to follow wherever I lead. Follow me wholeheartedly with glad anticipation, quickening your pace. Though you don't know what lies ahead, I know, and that is enough. Some of my richest blessings are just around the bend, out of sight, but nonetheless very real. To receive these gifts, you must walk by faith, not by sight. This doesn't mean closing your eyes to what is all around you. It means subordinating the visible world to the invisible shepherd of your soul. Sometimes I lead you up a high mountain with only my hand to support you. The higher you climb, the more spectacular the view becomes. Also, the more keenly you sense your separation from the world with all of its problems. This frees you to experience exuberantly the joyous reality of my presence. Give yourself fully to these glory moments, awash in dazzling light. I will eventually lead you down the mountain back into community with others. Let my light continue to shine within you as you walk among people again. Honey, this is powerful. And the reason why I say that is because I just got off of my sabbatical that I normally take during the month of September. And I let everybody know, or I try to explain to everybody, that Jesus went away on the mountain by himself to seek the Lord about what God wanted him to do and just to spend time with him. And when you are away with the Lord, he will lead you up mountains and he will show you things that you have never, ever received before. And it is all about his spirit. It is all about his leading. It is all about receiving his richest blessings, which is like intangible. What God wants to give you and to show you has nothing to do with what you think. It is so supernatural, hearing his voice, experiencing his peace, him being the lover of your soul and touching your heart, your soul, your mind, all of those things. I mean, if you want to be led by anyone or anything, be willing to follow God wherever he leads, because when you follow him wholeheartedly, my God, he will show you things and you will see things and you will hear things and you will experience things that is so beyond what you can even ask or think. And it's not like you're disconnected or closing your eyes from the world around you. Yes, you still have to, you know, engage in everyday activities. But the fact that you are in step with the Lord, seeking him, praying to him, following his voice, just being in his presence, it is nothing like it. And so you want to give yourself fully over to these glory moments. Like, I give myself over fully to my time of sabbatical. I still go to work. I still have other things to do and responsibilities to take care of. However, I am in tuned so much with the intent to hear from God, experience God, wanting to get direction from him, wanting to discern the times and the seasons. Oh my God, it is so important to get away with the Lord and seek him and do exactly what he calls you to do and to be led by him. Amen. And so, you know, I definitely don't mean to be all over the place. I hope you can feel my passion, because I literally understand the power of following God, the power of having him take you up the mountain and him showing you things and then him leading you down the mountain back into the community with people. You should be wiser and stronger and with clearer direction and understanding and at peace and more effective in ministry, in your marriage, and everything that you have going on. Oh my God, I know I just went on a tangent, but definitely follow God where he leads. So now let's pursue God's word in John chapter 8, verse 12. And we are reading in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And it says, Jesus spoke to them again, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. If you follow God, you're not going to stumble. You're not going to fall. He's not going to lead you into darkness. Not only are you going to have light, but you're going to have the light of life. Life. Everlasting life. God life. The light of the world you have with you, in you, among you, showing you, leading you, guiding you. If I want to have anything, I want the light of life. That is God's spirit. That is God's presence. And I want that light to lead me, to guide me, to show me what I need to see. I don't want a false light. I don't want a pseudo light. I don't want a dim light. I don't want a neon light. I don't want a red light special. I don't want a green light. I want the light of life. What about you? Make sure you put your comments, you know, down below, because what light do you want? Do you live by red light, green light, yellow light? I used to, but now I'm like, that has too much of a worldly reference. The light I want to live by, I don't want, like, all right, God, give me the green light so I can go. All right, God, show me a little light so I can slow down. All right, Lord, give me a red light so I can stop. You know, used to want a red light special when I was in the world. Okay. You know, used to be attracted by the neon flashing lights, going here, going there, doing this, doing that. God has to mature you out of that to get you to the point that the only light that you recognize, that you follow, is not the angel of light coming as an angel of light, but the light of life. Amen. Mwah. God bless y'all on this day, October 6th. Again, I know that I had a whole moment, but this just spoke to me because I literally just came down from the mountain, getting to re-enter the community to see what the Lord has for me to do and to be connected with Him and to be led by Him. I'm telling y'all, it is all God. Amen. And seek God about a time of sabbatical for yourself, to get away, to pray, to shut in for a weekend, to seek His face, to discern the seasons and the shifts in the atmosphere of the Lord. Amen. God bless you.